The incident happened at about 3:40 p.m. on Wednesday when a bear spray container was discharged in a small enclosed space in the hotel. Tricia Hurd Hazelrigg is the public affairs and information officer for the Park City Fire District. She says they don't know when the chemical was sprayed or who sprayed it. They evacuated the entire hotel.
Park City PD was there, and so Park City PD and hotel staff were already starting to evacuate the building, and we assisted them with that. Once the building was evacuated, we sent our hazmat crews in to investigate. And around that time, or sometime during, you know, while we were on scene, somebody shared information that there was possibly a red canister involved in the incident. So when crews went in, they were looking for this red canister. And when they found it, there was kind of a residue that looked like had been sprayed on the wall. And so anyway, they found it, and it turned out to be bear spray, which obviously is a strong irritant.
Two people were evaluated for mild respiratory irritation and released at the scene. Three Park City buses were assigned to provide a warm, dry place for guests to stay while the hazmat crew cleared the hotel. They did quarantine a section near the utility closet even after allowing guests to return to their rooms. Hurd Hazelrigg says people sometimes use bear spray as a substitute for mace. They don't know why the spray was in the closet. She says the fire department turned the case over to the city health department. She's not aware of any further investigation. If you come across a container and you don't know what's in it, she advises caution.
I would just say the one thing is, you know, when you find canisters like that, be very careful about messing with them, particularly in enclosed spaces, you know, especially when you don't know what you're messing with, and things like that tend to be strong irritants.
Park City Public Affairs and Information Officer Tricia Hurd Hazelrigg. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.